Okay, well, I wanted to talk about the parasha. The parasha, we have Vayetze Yitzchak Losuach Basade. After Yitzchak finally meets his wife, although he doesn't meet her yet, as he's about to meet Rivka, he goes out to David. Vayetze Yitzchak Losuach Basade. From this pasuk, Chazal learn Yitzchak was Mesakein Tfilas Mincha. The truth is, there are two mukaris for Tfilas Mincha. One, Chazal tells, comes from the Korbanos, Tamishal Shachar, Tamishal Ben Abayim, Bezman Azeh, Neshal Mufonim Sifaseinu, we daven in the place of Korbanos, Tzilu Tamishal Ben Abayim, we daven Mincha. But there's also Yitzchak. Yitzchak was Misakein, Vayetze Yitzchak Losuach Basode. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, I told you this a while ago, used to be, years ago, not in our generation, people had the custom to daven Mincha twice. I think the Torah brings this down. Mincha gedoyla, mincha ketana. Why do you daven mincha gedoyla, mincha ketana? So when did Yitzchak lechsuach basada? At what time in the day did he go out to daven? What? No, I think ketana. I think they say it was ketana. I'm not mistaken. At the end of the day, maybe there's a medrash. I don't know the makar. The talmid is offered earlier. I mean, is offered. I mean, the earliest man when you can bring the carbon talmid is. You can offer the carbon tamid is 6.5 hours. Okay, let's put that aside. The drasha, remember, is Avraham. There's a conflicting medrash that says that Avraham was also mesakein tfilas mincha. After Avraham married off Yitzchak, Avraham was jealous of Yitzchak. So it says in the medrash, he also wanted to have a wife because Sarah died. So Avram took for himself a second wife, and Avram took for himself a second wife in the same pattern that Yitzchak took for himself a wife by first going out to daven. There's such a medrash. So there's a tefillah of mincha that was established by Avraham, and there was a tefillah of mincha that was established by Yitzchak. So it used to be at some point in time, early, many generations ago, people would daven a double mincha. One mincha was an early mincha, one a late mincha. The early mincha corresponded either to Avraham or Yitzchak, and the second one corresponded to Yitzchak or Avraham, the reverse. Halacha l'maaseh, the Torah says, don't do this, because we're not, bizman hazebikim, we only mechayev daven mincha once. If you daven a mincha, second mincha, it has to be tefillas nedava. And for it to be tefillas nedava, you have to concentrate perfectly from beginning to end. And we are not in the madrigal that we can do so. So we don't daven. We don't daven a tefillas nedava. But there is such a thing. There used to be such a thing that a person would daven a double mincha. The big question is, when is the proper time to daven mincha? So there are pretty much three zmanim. The earliest zman is what's called mincha gedola. When is mincha gedola? 6.5 hours into the day. Why is that the earliest time to daven mincha? Because one of the reasons why we have mincha is because of the tzmidim, the talmid shel bein harbayim. When is the earliest time we can bring the talmid shel bein harbayim? 6.5 hours. Practically speaking, when did Klal Yisrael offer the talmid shel bein harbayim? 9.5 hours. 9.5 hours is called plag mincha. That's we call mincha ketana. Therefore, there are many. So many poskim are of the opinion that the ideal time to daven mincha every single day is exactly when they would have been makir of the talmid shel ben harbayim, which is 9.5 hours shel zmanios into the day.
Which is 1/12 of daylight.
An hour is correct. 1/12 of daylight. For most people do not. It's very difficult to daven mincha every single day exactly at plag mincha. It's not here, not there. It's a time of the day where it's very difficult for most people, so most do not. However, many people do daven mincha gedola at the earliest time when you can daven mincha, 1:30, 1:45, 12:30, 12:45, that's mincha gedola. If a person, and then what's the third zman for mincha? At the very, very end of the day. You want that the day should end going in with tefillah. So you hold off davening so that your tefillah cannot extend into the beginning of the night. That's the opinion of many Hasidim who follow that opinion. That's even why it's called mincha. Why is it called mincha and not tamid? Shachar. It's called shachar. Why do we call the second prayer mincha? Because what do you bring after you bring the tamid? You bring a minchas nesachim. Every single carbon is accompanied by the mincha. So in the morning, you daven early as possible. You start off with the tamid. But mincha, first comes the Talmud Shel Bein Harbayim, which is followed by the Minchas Nesachim. So we call the entire tefillah after the very end of the tefillah, which leads into the beginning of the evening. So that with that approach, the ideal time da mincha will be at the very end of the day. Halacha l'maisa, there's a very big dispute among the poskim. When is the ideal time daven mincha gedol, mincha ketana? There is no hechra. Some say it's equal, you can do whatever you want. Some hold that it's better daven mincha gedol, some hold it's better daven mincha ketana. One very interesting thing that I saw, which while I'm discussing this, I saw from Yechiel Michal, took a, I can't pronounce it, Tukatinsky. He has a keys to have a calendar. And in his calendar, he says a tremendous chiddush that really make her hadin. It might be better, according to many poskim, to daven mincha ketana. But there's one exception, and that is when erev Pesach shechalios b'Shabbos. When erev Pesach shechalios b'Shabbos, when erev Pesach, so then they brought the carbon tamid, they brought the carbon Pesach, they brought. I don't remember the details, but there was a certain year that the Tamid Shalbein Harbayim was brought early as possible, was brought because they had to bring the Korban, they had to bring the Korban Pesach. Okay, I don't remember the details, but the Gemara in Masechta, we just learned Masechta Pesachim, but the Gemara in Masechta Pesachim talks about a certain situation where they would bring the Tamid Shalbein Harbayim in that particular year 6.5 hours due to the complications of bringing the Korban Pesach and the limited amount of time they have to make the preparations. So it says in that year, everyone agrees when the Pesach comes out in such a year, less man the polig, that the ideal time to daven mincha would be mincha gedola. Just like in that, even though normally throughout the year, the normal time when they bring the time mitzvah ben arba'im would be at 9.5 hours. That's when it will be brought. But since there are certain times of the year or certain years when they would bring the Talmud Shel Ben Harbayim at 6.5 hours, because it had to be followed by bringing the Korban Pesach right away, because there's a limited amount of time. So in that particular situation, everyone agrees that the ideal time da mincha would be at 6.5 hours. The Satmar Rav said that he passed the ideal time da mincha, like the poskim, the Chassidish poskim, which hold at the end of the day, 9.5 hours, mincha ketana. But the Satmar Rav also said that if it's a matter of bittul Torah, a kol modem, it's not an issue, l'chatchila you should daven at mincha gedola at 6.5 hours. Okay, so these are some interesting ideas. Other ideas, what about davening mincha after shkia? The Mishnah Berurah paskens, it's better to daven b'chidus than to daven mincha after shkia. However, the Mishnah Berurah does say that b'di'avad you can daven after shkia, even 20 minutes after shkia, you can still daven mincha b'di'avad. You can do so. With a minion. You can still do so. In the Ber Halacha, the Makar is Simin 233.14. You can daven mincha.
How many minutes after shkia?
Well, he says, well, the way he makes the calculation, what I'm telling you now is coming from, I forgot to tell you, it's coming from Rabbi Daniel Yehuda Neustadt. Okay, from the Sifta Weekly Halacha. And the reason why I'm bringing it, because I'm getting to it, I really want to get to it in one moment, I want to give you some of this little hagdama, but the calculation, the Mishnah really says you can dive in, his real words are 15 minutes before
Tseis.
So we don't, when is Tseis? So we're Machmif Malacha.
Whoa! That was Tseis.
We're Machmif Halacha 15 minutes. But Mi'ikra Hadin, even 35 minutes. Even 35 minutes, really, Mi'ikra Hadin is really called Tseis. They have to be Machmir. So therefore, you can dive Mincha with no problem. I mean, B'di'avid, you can dive Mincha after Shkia, 20 minutes after Shkia, you can still dive Mincha. Now, the Ber Halacha says a terrible Chiddush. Tonight, that when a person davens Mincha, this is the Ber Halacha, Ber Halacha 233.1, the Ber Halacha says that if a person davens mincha 20 minutes after shkia, he should make a tanai. And he should say, if it's still called halachically yom, then I want this to be my mincha. If I already passed the limit of yom, and it's already night, I want this to be ma'ariv. And later tonight, when I'll daven ma'ariv, that should be tashlumin for the missed mincha of today. That's what the Ber Halacha says you should do. So again, the Mishnah Berurah himself paskins lechatchila. If you go to a minyan, this is how he paskins. Not everyone agrees. A lot of poskim don't agree with him. But if you go to a minyan and the minyan's going to start after Shkia and you're a real diehard Mishnah Berurah fan, you should daven b'chidus before Shkia, better than daven with a minyan after Shkia. Many other poskim disagree. They hold that no, it's better to daven with a minyan after Shkia than daven b'chidus before Shkia. But even if you daven after Shkia, you should be machmir to daven not more than 20 minutes after Shkia. According to the Halacha, he says another chiddush to make the tnai. Make the tnai. If it's still called day, good. If it's not day, it's night. It's ma'ariv, and my ma'ariv tonight shall be a tashlumin. Okay, that's the basic laws of mincha d'zmanim. Basically, said this. Now I want to come to a very interesting topic, which he has a beautiful treatment of, Rabbi Daniel Neustadt. Yeah.
If a person davens
a
seeken,
yeah,
what would it be preferable in terms of him davening mincha?
Doesn't make any difference. Doesn't make any difference. Seeken and mincha have nothing to do with each other. Zero. Okay, now we come to a new idea. The minig in yeshivas is, or used to be, it's not too common today anymore in the yeshivas, but it used to be they would not daven a complete chazaras hashatz. They still do it there in Lakewood.
Yeah, it's Paris Yisrael, they daven even Friday afternoon before Shabbos.
They daven. So the daven, so what is Hecha Shemon Esrei, short Shemon Esrei, you daven, the Shliach Tzibur begins immediately, everyone's been to these minyanim, and everyone answers Kedusha, and after we answer Kedusha, we then begin, the Tzibur begins their Shemon Esrei, and the Shliach Tzibur concludes his Shemon Esrei. This is what's done, only should be done in yeshivas. It was done in Kelm, it was done, I think, in Chaim Berlin until about 20 years ago. It was done, a lot of yeshivas used to do this until, no. I heard, what?
Isn't there people that start the
right.
Shiva?
Yes.
So, no, that's not the right thing to do. The Mishnah Berurah talks about that. To actually, you only do that when you miss the Shemona Esrei. If you are davening in a regular minyan and you come very late, so you should begin the Shemona. If you want to get credit for Tefillah B'Tzibur, you should say your Shemona Esrei.
When you daven the short Shemona Esrei, the way the yeshiva
is, everyone begins.
The truth is that Shemona Esrei is not Tefillah B'Tzibur. The guy is doing it biyachad, he's doing it loud.
Yeah.
So if you want to be mahadar, you daven with him also at the same time. Because you're also doing the yachad together. The guy who's davening the Shemoneh Esrei, he's only davening till Kedusha, till Atta Kodesh.
Correct.
He's really not the chazan of the Tzibur, because there's no such concept of the Shemoneh.
Okay.
So he's really a Yachit who's davening the Shemoneh Esrei. If I walk into him, Shachris, and I miss davening, I can go up to the Abed and say, oh, Yachit Kedusha. I can do that.
They do that by
so if someone's going to daven a formal minyan halal, so a couple of people will
join him.
Join him so that when they're considered like they're also davening loud.
Okay, I don't know the details.
I don't know.
Okay,
a lot of people do it.
Yes,
they do that.
Okay. Let's focus one thing at a time. That's okay. Let's get the basic idea. Where does this come from? Where does this come from? This idea. The Shliach Tzibur begins the Shemona Esrei. The Tzibur says Kedusha, and then everyone davens together. So when they're davening together, they're davening with Tzibur. Everyone is now, there are 10 people davening their silent Shemona Esrei together. That's Tzibur with Tzibur. There's nothing to talk about. If 10, after the Shliach Tzibur finishes saying his private Shemona Esrei, and everyone answers Amen, L'chayru, the Shliach Tzibur himself gets credit for Tzibur with Tzibur because everyone is answering Amen to his brachos. By them answering Amen to his brachos, they're giving the Shliach Tzibur credit as a Tzila B'Tzibur. Okay, I don't know the deal. Let's put this aside for the moment. I hear the question. I don't know the answer. Let's now go to the issue. Where do they have the right? Where does it come from such a thing to be mevatel the chazaras hashatz, which is the takonis chazal, that chazal masakin this, that there should be a chazara for the people that do not know how to daven? They can listen to the shliach tzibur, they can answer amen, and the shliach tzibur might say them the yidei chayvasan. Where, and this is a takana that is no matter what, even if everyone in the tzibur is the gadol hadar, doesn't make a difference. This is takanas chazal. Where do yeshivas have the right to be mevatel a chazaras hashatz in order to do such a custom? So this person, Rabbi Rav Daniel Yehuda Neustadt says that he asked this to Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, obviously many years ago. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky told him, you have to read all the notes, he has a section, I'm telling you, from the back, he has a section of Hebrew in the back, very nice nice discussion of this entire topic. And Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky said, you know this shtickle?
I used it this summer.
Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky says that the Olam says, the Welt says, Bittul Torah. I've heard this also. Bittul Torah. You're in a yeshiva. It's Bittul Torah. You can learn another 5 minutes. That's how it started. That's how it is. And that's how it is. Even though now, no, there's no Bittul Torah. Everyone's running their heads off to the dining room and they're not coming back for another 5 hours. No. Minagavo Seinu B'yodeinu. It used to be in Kelmi, a big masin. Taka 5 minutes made a big difference. That's how it is. Okay, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky says this is a tos gomor. It's nonsense. That's not the reason. That's definitely not the reason because of Bittul Torah. What's the reason? So I'll tell you the real reason. The real reason is, why is there something called Chazaras Hashatz? Chazal were misaking Chazaras Hashatz for the Ame Haratzin. Built in, this is what Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky says, tremendous chiddush. I'm not saying this, what he says. Built into the Takana was only for Kihilois. Only for communities where there were Amaratzim. In Chazal built in an escape clause into the Ikra Takana that among the Talmidei Chacham of their generation, we're going back to the time of the Anshei Knesset Gedolah, we're going back probably 1700 years, maybe more, 1900 years, during this Tkuf of time, built into the Takana is a group of Talmidei Chachamim, Torasoi Umnasoi, do not have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei.
Do it by Shachris.
Oh, I'm coming to that. Excellent. That's the main bulk of his discussion. Built in, it was an escape clause. Now, Bizman Hazer, there's nothing, no one is in a Madrega to say that Bizman Hazer, we're any greater than the Amaratzim. But Soif Kol Soif, a Mokoim, a yeshiva, which is, in essence, a Mokoim, that is Miyuchid for Torah, fits into Chazal's original escape clause that you don't have to have Chazaras Hashatz by Mincha. Even though you might very well have in the yeshiva meeting by Mincha Amaratzim walking off the street, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. Chazal originally was sacking two tracks. There's the track for the Hamoinam, and there's a track for a Mokom that's Miyuchit for Torah. Bizman Hazeh, we're not Masmidim, we're not such great Talmidei Chachamim, so it doesn't matter. If you have a yeshiva in essence, a makom miyuchad for Torah, there was never a takana that there should be a chazaras hashatz in tefillah for such a makom. And therefore, you don't have to be shy, and you don't have to apologize, you don't have to do chazaras hashatz in a yeshiva. This is what Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says. Now, by the way, you take this halacha, this is a very strong, powerful musar to people who have a minyanim, mincha minyanim in stores and in places that are not mekaymus of Torah offices. You have no right, and obviously no right, it's not a makom yichud for Torah, you have no right to be mevatel the chazaras hashatz. Now, along comes the big question, if that's talk of the case, so why then is there chazaras hashatz in the yeshiva for shachris? Why is there chazaras hashatz in the yeshiva on Shabbos by mincha? Every yeshiva has Chazaras Hashatz, Shabbos Mincha, and there's Chazaras Hashatz by Shachris, by Musaf. Why? Why is there Chazaras Hashatz in yeshivas on these days? So, it's a Mokom Torah. The Takana, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky is saying, it's such a powerful concept. There was no Takana for these Mokomites. A Mokom that was Meyusid for Torah, there's no Gzuntai, was no Takana for the Chlal. It's not a cap-out. It's an exemption. It was never established to say Chazaras Hashatz, because there are no Amaratzim in these Mekomos. So you don't have to apologize. It was never meant for you to begin with. So when they're dealing with Shachar, it's very easy.
It's before the learning.
What?
The first thing.
So what? So what? It was never...
Wasn't it the learning?
We're rejecting that. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky says it as it's a tol skom. This that the Olam says, Bittul Torah, it's nothing to do with Bittul Torah. Nothing. They could be playing cards the whole day in yeshiva. A place that was established for Talmidei Chachamim is a mokom that you do not need Chazaras Hashatz. There are no Amei Haratzim that need the Chazaras, the Shmoneser, to be repeated. But the question now is, so why then do you do it by Shacharis? So it's Shacharis, he says, is not a big deal, because you have another concept in Halacha called being Soimech Geula Litzfila. You need to be Soimech Baruch Atah Hashem Goal Yisrael. You need to immediately be say the Shmoneh Esrei. So what are you going to do? You're going to get the Baruch Hashem Goal Yisrael, and the Shliach Tzibur is Nagin, and begin the Shmoneh Esrei, so everyone can answer Kedusha, and then when they answer Kedusha, then they're going to first begin their Shmoneh Esrei. By you first beginning your Shmoneh Esrei, after there was a delay of the Shliach Tzibur reciting three brachas and answering Kedusha, that is called a hefsek. I'm sorry, you can't go tell me that's not a hefsek. Even though Kedusha, Shmoneh Esrei, it's Kedusha, it's a hefsek. If you're not even allowed to answer Amen to the Baruch of Goal Yisrael, certainly waiting for the Shliach Tzibur to say three brachas and reciting Kedusha is going to be considered a hefsek. So what's the next best thing you'll tell me? What you suggested before. That everyone in the Tzibur, in a yeshiva, should say the first three brachos of the Shmoneh Esrei together with the Shliach Tzibur. That's what he suggests. And that way, you don't have to have a whole Chazar Sashatz, because it was never a takon of a Chazar Sashatz, and everyone will be Samech Gula too, you're going to begin right away. So he says, it's not Mistaver that the whole Tzibur should say together the Shmoneh Esrei with the Shliach Tzibur, for a number of practical reasons. The first three brachos are critical. If you do not mechav in one word of the first three brachos, lo yotzo, you have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. If you have to say your Shmoneh Esrei together with the Shliach Tzibur word for word, it's much, much more difficult to have kavana every single word. The Shliach Tzibur can be going too fast for you, can be going too slow for you. It's not practical. It's not practical to mechav in every single word. So that's what he says. So therefore, we have no choice. You're going to have to say the first three brachos yourself, and it's going to be hefsek. So we have no choice. You have to go and have. You have to. Yeah, you have to. Oh, so what about musaf? And what about Shabbos? And what about on a tiny sibur? So he's nila. So his basic yisod is this is he has a whole page, but just to summarize it in two words: birchas kohanim. Birchas Kohanim, that's basically the whole answer.
In
Chutz Liaretz, Elokeinu, like I was saying, you also say, it's a chelik of the tzur of tefillah. And that touches upon a very deep, interesting concept. Whoever says that Birchas Kohanim is connected to tefillah. And he pushes this idea that when Chazal was masaking Birchas Kohanim must, with no exceptions, be included in the Seder of the Nusach HaTzvila. There's no such thing as just going to the Kosel for an independent Birchas Kohanim. Now, when they do it to the Kohanim, they have a Musaf. They have a Musaf. They don't just say, because they have a. Everyone come to the Kosel, they have 500,000 people, so I read some one time. They have 100,000 people. They come. But I already davened. I already davened in my community. People are coming here to the Kosel. But when they do this public Birchas Kohanim in the Kosel on Chol HaMoed, there is a minyan. They just don't come together. Right, they have to have them, and that's part of the takana. So if you want to have the Birchas Kohanim, or even the what we do for Birchas Kohanim, it has to be in the framework of a Shmoneh Esrei, of the last three brachas.
There's no Birchas Kohanim by
Nila. There is. We do say it. Sure, we say it. We say it. We don't do it in practice. It's no worse than what we do by Shacharis and Chutz
Liaretz.
Elokeinu. In Chutz Liaretz, because we're not doing the real thing, we can go into the evening. We can go into when it's dark at night. We can do it dark. But Eretz Yisrael has to be done, the real thing has to be done by day. But that's basically his answer. So he says, being that you need, so he says, why do you have to have the middle of the Shon Esrei then? In the yeshivas, they should just start in the beginning.
Fast forward.
And fast forward. Tainus is Birchas Kohanim, exactly.
So you repeat the whole
Shmoneh. Yeah, in the yeshiva, even every yeshiva, even if they do a Hechel Kedusha, but when it comes to Tainus Sibur, you have a full chazaras hashatz. Why? Because you need to do birchas kohanim. Shab musaf, you need to do birchas kohanim. The big question is mincha. No, Rosh Chodesh mincha hech kedusha. They don't do it. But Shabbos mincha. That's the big question. Shabbos mincha is the only thing that's not fit to have a solution because there is no birchas kohanim, and it's a yeshiva. It's a mokum that's miyusud for Torah. So he suggests, look in Chazal. And Chazal, in the Mekoymas of Torah, the Ame Haratzim would come on Shabbos l'shmoyes hadrasha.
Right.
So Shabbos mincha was the one time of the week when they bedavka brought in, recruited the Ame Haratzim to come into the base medrash l'shmoyes hadrasha. The drasha was not in the base HaKnesses, it was in the base medrash. Oh, Menmela, that's part of the tzkan, that's not part of the escape clause. So it's a fascinating, it's a short little Dvar Torah, but it's an amazing topic, which is, you can't find this anywhere. Such a tshuva. He goes through this. Unbelievable. The back, this is in the Hebrew part in the back. Yeah, Tuvah, they also from Moadim.
Only Rabbi Yaakov says that, no one else.
Rabbi Yaakov says it's a toast. It's a toast to say it's not because the Bittul Torah, it was never included in the Takana. And then you get into the issues of, so say Shachris. Shachris, Soymech Gula Litzvila. And it's not a solution to say that together with the Shliach Tzvi, because that's going to take away your Kavana of the first three brachos are critical. What about Shabbos and what about Mincha? What about Shabbos Tayde Sibur? The Yisoid is Birchas Kohanim. Birchas Kohanim was established as part of the Nusach of Tefillah. That the whole Sim Shalom, by the way, the whole, why do you say, Ashkenaz says Sim Shalom and Shachris, and Shalom Rav by Musaf. So I don't have all the details in front of me, but Rav Dov Kony has a lot of Torah on this, because the Bracha of Sim Shalom is directly connected to Birchas Kohanim. All the words of Sim Shalom, they you say Sim Shalom. And that's why by Mincha, Nusach Ashkenaz, when there is no Birchas Kohanim by Mincha, you say Shalom Rav, because you know you're not elaborating upon the Birchas Kohanim. If there's a Birchas Kohanim, the only way to get a Birchas Kohanim is a full Chazaras Hashas. Then he says also, why you guys do the first three brachas for Kedusha, and then the last three brachas, and then you can skip? That's no such thing. There's no such thing. So let him say quietly, it's not a cover for the tzibur. It's not a cover for the tzibur. The tzibur, the shliach tzibur should say the first three brachas, and then he'll quietly zip off the whole middle by himself. Everyone have a say. Rabbi said, you go sit and learn, while the shliach tzibur will quietly say all the 13 middle brachas until he gets up to Ritzay. So, that's not a solution. That's not a mahalach and davening. So the Neila, when you need to do birchas kohanim, you have no choice but to do the entire nusach. Shabbos mincha is the exception, because there all of the amiratzim are there l'shmoyas hadrasha. You have no choice. Why doesn't the Yochid say Elokeinu Elokeinu Avoseinu? Because he's not a Kohen. It's the Kohanim are blessing the Tzibah. Okay, so that's the story. I thought this was an interesting idea. Yeah.